Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 14, and it's on the book of Titus. The objectives of this particular lesson are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Titus, identify to whom the book of Titus was written, state the purpose for the book of Titus, write the key verse of the book of Titus from memory, and state the life and ministry principle found in the book of Titus. As an introduction, the author was the Apostle Paul, and it was written to Titus, a Greek convert and fellow worker with Paul. The purpose was to correct the problems and establish proper order in the churches located on the island of Crete. The key verse is found in chapter 1, verse 5. And the life and ministry principle are this: founding a good work is not enough. That work must be established and organized according to the principles of God's word. The main characters are Paul, Titus. Others mentioned are Artemis, Tysius, Zenas, and Apollos. And now for the outline. Roman numeral number 1, we have the introduction. And point A, it's from Paul. Number 1, servant of God. 2, apostle of Jesus Christ. And 3, minister under appointment. B is written to Titus. Roman numeral number 2, the purpose: for this cause left I thee in Crete. Point A, to set things in order. B, to establish church structure under Paul's direction. Roman numeral number 3, we have leaders in the church. Point A, their qualifications. It says number 1, that they should be blameless. 2, the husband of one wife. 3, in control of his home and with faithful, obedient children. A, a good steward. 5, not soon angry. 6, not given to wine. 7, not self-willed. 8, not a striker. 9, not given to filthy lucre or money gained by dishonest means. 10, a lover of hospitality. 11, a lover of good men. 12, sober. 13, just. 14, holy. 15, temperate. 16, doctrinally sound. And 17, man of the word. Point number B, we have the necessity for their qualifications. 1, to be able to reprove erring believers by sound doctrine. And 2, these erring believers are described as point A, unruly, B, vain talkers, C, deceivers. And that's starting in chapter 2. And this is the teaching that should be given them. A, older men should, 1, be sober, 2, grave, 3, temperate, 4, sound in faith, 5, charitable, and 6, patient. And B, older women should likewise be these qualities that are listed above for older men, plus they should have holy behavior, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, and 6, teachers of the young women. C, young women should be, 1, sober, 2, lovers of their husbands, 3, lovers of their children, 4, discreet, 5, chaste, 6, keepers at the home, 7, good, 8, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. And D, young men, likewise, they should develop similar qualities as the young women. And 2, they should be sober-minded. And E, all the classes of the believers are, 1, a pattern of good works, 2, sound doctrine, 3, grave, 4. Sincere. 5. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. 6. Beyond reproach. And F. Those in service to masters should be 1. Obedient. 2. Please their masters. 3. Not talking back to them. 4. Not purloining or stealing. 5. Showing good fidelity. And 6. An example of doctrine. And G, this is the admonition to all believers. 1. They should deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. 2. Live soberly. 3. Live righteously. 4. Live godly. 5. Look for the return of Jesus. 6. Live a redeemed life. 7. Live a holy life. 8. Align himself with God's people. 9. Be zealous of good works. 10. Subject to authorities. 11. Ready to every good work. 12. Speak evil of no man. And 13. Be brawlers. 14. Gentle. And 15. Meek. In Roman numeral number 5, we continue in chapter 3 with additional instructions for church order. A. To deal with members on the basis of how God dealt with you. Point 1. In times in past you were A. Foolish. B. Disobedient. C. Deceived. D. Serving divers lusts and pleasures. E. Living in malice and envy. F. Hateful. G. Hating one another. 2. But God loved you in spite of this, and A. You were saved by his mercy. B. You were washed clean. C. You were regenerated. D. You were renewed by the Holy Ghost. E. You were justified by grace. And F. You were made heirs of eternal life. B. It says, maintain good, profitable, and necessary works that are fruitful. And C. Avoid these things because they are unprofitable and vain. And they are 1. Foolish questions. 2. Genealogies. 3. Contentions. And 4. Striving about the law. And point D. After the first and second admonition of the heretic, 1. Reject him. 2. Recognize that he is subverted. 3. Recognize his sin. And 4. Know that he is condemned of himself. In Roman numeral number 4, we now have the conclusion and personal instructions and greetings. And that's it for this lesson. So go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.